Grandaftade Comet Bays. The Mishnah says, Vazove Shoichtin. Here in the Mishnah that Vazove Shoichtin Aleo Bishmini. That's when she's a Mechusa Kippurim, and then Yeshoichtin Aleo. Tani Tane Kamei Drabade Barabe. Tani Tane Kami de Ravade Barave, they learned a Baraise for Ravade Barave. It said in the Baraise as follows, Bahazova Shoichtin Oleo Bishvi Shelo, that Yelal Teshech Tekom Pesach Bishvi Shelo, which is a Pele, Oma Lei, Zove Bishvi Shelo Michazie, Afil Lamanda Omar Shoichtin Bezirkin Altome Sheret, Hani mili tomei sheret tochosi leulte. Aba ho ad lemochel de mashie kapore leichazie. But azove is not chosi to eat till yom shmini, till she brings her kapore. So how could you shech the kolm pesach bishvi shelo? And for the gemore, eima bishmini. That's a greis in the bereise. The bereise is telling us, bishmini you can shech. Practically, more pshite, so that's poshet. Bishmini is poshet. She's a mechuseres ki mechusa kipurim. So lemaisi can shech bishmini. It's chazi lemeichu. But the gemara mal the time akivin the mechasre kapore. Since she's a mechuseres kapore, so we should be chayish. Maybe they will not be makiv the kolbim. It's kamash melon ki the Rav Shmaya. So the chiddush is like Rav Shmaya. That we're not chayish, it's a chazokim. Ein bezni shel kahanam oimde mishom hachiyich lo moish shebeshoifet. Ravine omar nide tone kamei. That what it said in the Baraisa, shvi, speaking about nide. Va nide shoifet nalel beshvi. Omar lei nide beshvi michazye. She can't tovel herself. Afil l'man d'oma shoichtin v'zorkin atom e-sheretz is the chozi l'ute. Atom e-sheretz is chozi l'ute. Abo nida l'ute de shviyu de tovlo. Anida can first table herself early yom shmini. Ad shmini, till the eighth day will pass by, the of the harem shemish l'chozi. So how could we have such a baraisa? Ela eima bishmini. That the Baraisa really said that Nide Bishmini is the Azurkin of Shechtim Bezurkin Alel. Frag the Gemara Pshite, so what is the, so that's Poshet? Hashto, ma zove de mechasre kapor, ma de hazove dat amachuse kipurim. In order to enable hot eatem the kolben Pesach, you have to be makiv a kolb. Shechtim Bezurkin Alel, Bishmini. Neither do they mechasre kapori, just if the wayfarer of Shemesh tzricha lemeima, v'shachtinim v'zarkinim alo, and with the Gemara, neither it's tzricha lei. Or kamash melon, the diik, not that b'shmini you're allowed to, or b'shmini in b'shvi iloi, that only b'shmini, and shvi you cannot, because since she can't table herself b'shvi, so me'mele she's le'chazi le'meichel le'o shvi, the laila after shvi, k'desanya. Kol chayve tvilois tvilosan b'yoy. Nida v'yoyledes tvilosan b'layla. So first the tvila can be after yoyim ha'shvi le'o shmini. K'desanya, yochel teiteveles mi b'oy yoyim, Tamuloy meshiva shamiti benidosa, vehei benidosa kol shiva, and the tare can only start after the shiva shamim. V'yeledes iska shlunide, she has the same dinim of anide that she can first table herself, leil shmini. Zot rashi, zovot vilosa b'yoyim shvi, d'chsiv v'sofcholo shiva shamim, is a svira of shivas nekiyim ve'achar titoyer, achar maise titoyer, kiven v'sayme lo svira, as soon as she ended the svira of shivas yamin, titoyer, she could be metayer herself a day tvila. ובתחילת היום אבדלו סבירה. זו באמסן ביעזובה, בתחילת היום מסיימת את היום ככולו, זו ממילא, so she ended the סבירה שיבס נקיים. אבל נידה דהרייסה שאין את סייפרס נקיים אלא שיבו עם ימי ריוסו, אין את היוולס עד לאחר שקיע שחם. She is only permitted to table herself L'cher Rashi min Shkiya Sacham Seifa Shkiya which is Seifa Kechon Shal Shvi Erev Shemesh B'dido So if the Tvila can first be Lel Shmini So Erev Shemesh L'Havad L'Mocho To Lel Chi B'Shvi Loi Mishum D'Loi Chazi L'Ute Mishum Erev Shemesh תהיה יסייר הדורש, וילדת איסקה שלנידה, דחסיב כמיינידה, אז תבוא איסטו תתמו. לגמור, the first paraisa was that הזובה שייכתם עליה, פרמד הגרייס, יגוירס בשמיני. אז לגמור איף, בשמיני פשיטה, it's פושט. So תויסוויס, וחיירה, this is not a problem on the gills of the paraisa, we have the same הלוך in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Yishech v'azove b'shmini, that's the last bov in the Mishnah, v'azove shoichtem alea b'shmini. So why didn't the Gemara ask on the Mishnah pshita? Why is it only a problem on the Baraisa? So Taishma says, amasnitz and diktoni, zov shoichtem alea b'shmini, azov b'ashol ashri, it's like a mifrich pshita. The Motzila Meima Diktoni Lo Agavrei Shedizov Sherosh Teriyes Veshemeres Yoyim Kenegid Yoyim Shoyftim Olel Lechashin En Shem Motiro Vetista. That means the Chiddush of Zov is that we're not Chayish Shem Motiro Vetista. That's the Chiddush of Zov and Shemeres Azov Bal Shteriyes and the Chiddush of Shemeres Yoyim Kenegid Yoyim. We're not Chayish maybe Shem Motiro Vetista. So since it said Zov ben Shteiris, it says very Zov ben Shalashris. But not telling me any Chiddush. Aber Reise that's coming to tell me only the halacha of Zov ben Shalashris, that the Shoshtam Aleh B'Shmini, that's Poshet. For that we don't need Aber Reise. Zov the Mishnah Vaita. Ha'ayinot. והמפקח את הגל, this explains to the cases, וכן מי שיפתחו לא יציא מבית האסורים, ואכילו בזוקן, שהם יכולו לאכול כזית, שויפתם עליהם. So we are speaking about a few cases over here. The first case is the oinon. A person who was an oinon, ערב פסח, so the Mishnah is telling us that you can check a Korban Pesach for him. Even though we know an Oinon is also Ba'achilas Kotshim in HaTorah, we learn out from Ma'isa Sheini, it says, Le'achalti Ba'oini Mimenu, so Madach Ma'isa Sheini, an Oinon is also the Yidavadu Gibbis Kotshim. Rafa Pikein, it shows them alay, Yiglat to Shechtan an Oinon. Look, Rashi, ha'oinon shemeisai muto lefono. Ha'oinon means meisai muto lefono before the kvure, kedamrinen b'shritas kochen b'perek kvuyoin, eizehu oinon kol zman sheloi nikba. And oinon is before the kvure. Now, for davineinu, this is a very shvera Rashi, but Taisvish Yontiv is ma'irer on this Rashi. Let me just say over the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Kuf Amud Beis. There's a Machlokes Tanoim, there's Rebbe in the Chachomim. The Chachomim hold that a Oinon, that what is an Iser and an Oinon Tid Kochim, this is Kol Yoim Rishayim. That means the Yoim HaMise, before the Kvure, after the Kvure, Yoim HaMise, he's called an Oinon, and he's also Bekotshim Minatayra. the night afterwards is only also midarabona. That's the maimer of the Chacham. Rabbi said, an oinon is kozman shalai nikba. Kozman shalai nikba, he has a din of an oinon. So the Gemara did not understand what is pshat in Rabbi. First, the Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi is a meiko. Rabbi is saying he's only an oinon till the kvura, after the kvura is allowed to eat kotshim. So the Gemara says it can't be like that. It says, apostik vachisa ki yayma, that zicha the yoyim rishin, he is a shame oinon. So Rabbi can't be a meiko. So Leviemis, the Gemara says that Rabbi is speaking about the second day before the kvura. He's an oinon midarabonon. He's an oinon midarabonon. That's what Rabbi is speaking about. Koidem shen nikpa, he's an oinon midarabonon. And this aninis is balayla, it's also, there's an aninis and after the aninis of Yom Kvur. Now, first of all, we don't paskin like Rabbi. Second of all, the chiddush of the Mishnah is afilu aninis yom rishon. That's the chiddush. Now we're not speaking about aninis yom sheni. We're speaking about poshet. The Mishnah tells us even though he's an oinon min ha-toire yom rishon, afal pikein is allowed to shecht a kol b'peisach because for laila he's ois oinon min ha-toire. So that's what Rashi chapton oinon shemeise mutol lefonov. Kedamrinen b'shitas kotshim eiz oyna kozman shalei nikbar v'rashi chaton shitas Rebbe, which is only negeya aninis derabonon, and that's on negeya Mishneh, so it's very unclear. And this the Tosfos Yom Tov asks on Rashi. But the pashtus is not about the nura says oyna, and speaking about the yom rishon for the kvura, after the kvura, he has a shame oyna. And he's also bekotchim, but for pikein, he's allowed to shech. V'amefakeyach es hagal, mi'al odom. A person, a pile of stones fell on a person. Now this person is digging up to see who was nikbar underneath the stones. Is he alive or dead? Ve'en yodua im yimtze'enu chayoy meis. I don't know if the person who the gal of Avonim fell upon, if he's living or dead. Is the state in the Mishnah Shoich the Molo. So first Rashi explains the second Allah. The Mikol Mokoyim Oidenu Becheskas Tav. That means this person is the Mefakeach. The vial, he did not reach the bottom layer of the stones. He's in the middle of taking off stones. Now he wants that they should shecht a kolben pesach for him. We have a suffix. If the person who's underneath the gal was killed, the memela, so he's tameh. Tumah bekas v'oil, there's no oil underneath, so he's tameh beki, because he's mild over the gal, and if this person died, so he became tameh. If the person underneath is alive, was alive b'shas ma'ise, so then he's toil. Now the shayla is, are you shaychet olof? We don't know for stutzer. Now this man shchita, are you shaychet, yes or no? So Rashi says, the shaychtem olof, why? The mikol mokam oidenu becheskas tach. That means this mefakeya, we have a suffix. Did he become Tomei, or is he still Toil? So we tell him, I'm Chazoke. We assume that he's Toil, so if we can assume he's Toil, we'll shech the Kol Pesach for him. V'oina nami, now Rashi goes to the first halacha. An oinon, why can you shech for an oinon? I lochere now, it's loichozi to eat kochim. Is lohuta chazi, but by night he will be roi to eat kochim. Kidamrinam bigmore, the Gemore says later, this is a Gemore of Tzadik Beis, da aninus laila lesa mideraisa, el aninus yoim. Here we see from Rashi we're speaking about aninus, the aninus speaking about aninus yoim, which is the first day, so that's the shverkat where Rashi brought in Rebbe over here. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Danin is Laila less than Midiraisa. That's what he has a din oinon. Balaila, that's not Minatoira. El Anin is Yoim, only Anin is Yoim is also Bekotcha. Kedersiv hein hayoim ikrivu, yoim also Laila mutur b'shrit is Kotcha. So an oinon, he's only also to eat kotchim by day. By night, he's also only midarabona. Vegabi pesach lohem midu divrayim b'mokim kores. And since it's only an iser darabonon, is chazal lohem midu divrayim, they were matter for an oinon to eat b'mokim kores, b'mokim korban pesach. They took off this Isser Darabon and they were matem tea. So therefore it's called Chazi Lemeicha. Because Midrabon and he'll also be Chazi tea because Lohi Midu Devrei. Now, Tuv Yehama was Ma'ira, we mentioned on the top Toysvis of Mechusel Tvile, the Shittus HaToysvis is over there, that if someone is Loichazi Lechel Midrabonon, that's when you can shech the kolben pesach on him. That means since mina teure is chazi to eat the kolben pesach, that's what mida rabbonon we don't let him eat. That's not called that he's a gavre de loy chazi lemeichu. It's chazi lemeichu mina teure is a memela de shchit is oile and he doesn't have to bring a pesach shein. That's how the Baal Shmuel was medayik from Tosfos. Rav Tzadik Amad Beis Umasal Mechus Atzvila, and Mr. the Beis Oitzer, Rav is medayik from that Tosfos this year. So from our Rashi over here, it would seem nitazai. Rashi says that why? Rashi, what's the Dibra Masal Rashi? Shoichtim Olam. You're allowed to shecht on an oino. So Rashi explains, why are you allowed to shecht on an oino? So Rashi says, because the whole Iser Anin is only by Yoy. Balayla it's only the Rabbona, the Gabi Pesach lehemidu devrayim b'mokim kores. And since it's only the Rabbona was matter. Vaistais from Rashi, if the Rabbona would have not been matter, this Iser Anin is the Rabbona, you couldn't check minatayre. So from Rashi we see that even though he's prohibited to eat the kolb midarabonon, that would passel the kolb. He's called agavra de lechazi, and there wouldn't be shoych the molov. Zemel tebes eis givison from Rashi. Be emerson I saw the base oitzer and simen kufla medalit from Rabbi Yosef Engel, and the base oitzer clears the shaila whenever one is lechazi midarabonon, is it called Leichazi Midaraisa? It's not called Leichazi Midaraisa. And he brings Amachlekes HaRishonim in different places in Shas, and he himself brings a stira in a few Rashis. Few Rashis by Stoita Leichazi Derabonon is Ke'ilu Leichazi Midaraisa. Rashi in Perek Kol Shor, and this would stem very good with our Rashi over here. And then he brings a Rashi in Zvochim, was weiss des nicht azoi, that Rashi weiss des klar, leichosi der Rabbonon, is not considered leichosi min ha-teure, and you'd be allowed to shech a korban Pesach, even though mi der Rabbonon, it's also to eat. So on Kaponim, it seems there's stiris in Rashi himself, am achloikas ha-rishoinim, but this Rashi is like Rashi in Kol Shor, that Rashi in Kol Shor weiss der Chois, that a leichosi mi der Rabbonon, is lechazi min ha-teira. Now, the emerson, lechaira, we can't play around with Rashi. What Rashi holds, Rashi brings a gemore. Rashi brings a gemore. Rashi says, keda amrine b'gemore, v'ayne nami l'ulta chazi, keda amrine b'gemore, the gemore says this. That Aninus Lailas and the Rabbonon and Gabi Pesach Hamidu Devrayim b'mokim kol. So you see, the Gemara says that the only reason it is permissible is because lehemidu Devrayim. But in Emerson, if you look in the Gemara, it is Takya Gemara, but it's a Gemara that Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph, And the Gemara Dach Tzadik Beis Amadalev is speaking about something else Lagamri. The Gemara Dach Tzadik Beis Amadalev is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Oinon Toivo Vo'oichel Es Pisroi. So this Mishnah is speaking about a person who shechted his Korban Pesach already and then became an Oinon, stating the Mishnah is allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah didn't have any problems about the Shechita. The Shechita was before he became an Oinon. The Mishnah tells me that he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Right, the Gemara, my time, why is he allowed to eat the Korban Pesach? And even, I mean, with the Rabbanon, he has a din oinon, it's an oinon zosa bekotchim. But it says, anin is the laila the Rabbanon, the Gabi Pesach, le mida zivrei, and bevotim kot. So the Gemara that says this cheshbin is speaking about why is he permitted lemaise to eat from the Korban Pesach, after Gemara zog nashtik toire, the Gabi Pesach, le mida zivrei. But Rashi and Dav Tzadik Aleph is speaking about why are you allowed to shecht. So why are you allowed to shecht? L'chayre, one could say you're allowed to shecht because we're not Teiretz Chazi. Dav Tzadik Zon, what, we Dav Nish bring in the Gemara Dav Tzadik Beis. No, Aval Pekein, Rashi was Yom Medam in the Gemara Dav Tzadik Beis. So why is this Rashi holds a L'chazi the Rabbonon is considered L'chazi the Reise and you would not be permitted to shecht? That's where Rashi says, Lehimidu Dibrein Bemokim Kos. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. So we had, let us, the way we explain two cases, Ha'oinon Bamafakeach Esagal. A third case, V'chein Mishiv Tichu Lehitziyoy Mibes Asus. We're speaking about a prisoner. The prisoner is Chutzi L'Yerushalayim. Now, they guaranteed him that they're going to permit him to leave the prison and go to Yerushalayim. Now it is, let's say it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're shechting the Korban Pesach, the while he's still in prison. He has the guarantee, the warden wrote the guarantee, we'll let you out, that you'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So, can you now shech double? The while he's still in prison. He has a guarantee that they'll let him out. Are you allowed to shech the Korban Pesach for him? Can you rely on this haftoch? So the Mishnah says that they guarantee, I mean, they permit him to go into Yerushalayim. Like this, if he can't be in Yerushalayim, he can eat a Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says no. Mishif tichu loitziyoy mi beis ha'asurim. I can rely on the Haftoche, and you'll have to shech the Korban Pesach for him. I can assume this person will be able to eat the Korban Pesach. He has a written guarantee. So, you'll have to shech now the Korban Pesach for him. Ve'ha'choyle ve'ha'zoke. Another two cases. You have someone who is now a choyle ve'zoken. Shehein yechoylem lechel kezayit. Erev Pesach, we tested them. Can they eat a kezayis with the achilas pras? They passed with flying colors. They can eat a kezayis with the achilas pras. So we can check the Korban Pesach for them. I maybe by night they'll get shvach. Maybe by night they won't be able to eat. Stop nishklar. Now he's a gabre de chozi la achile. I'll check the Korban Pesach for him. I'm a mele. And because now it's called the Gabra the Chosiloy, Basher Usham is Chosiloy Chli Balayla. Sheikh the Malay. Now the Mishnah says further, Al Kulam and Sheikh the Malayim Bifnei Atzmon. Now that we said before, an Oinon Fakeach Esagal, and Sheikh the Malayim Bifnei Atzmon, Shema Yaviyu Esa Pesach Lidei Psul. So the Mishnah means to say like this. Let's not talk about Fakeh Hazagal. Let's talk about, let's say, Ha'oinon. Hazal were afraid, an Oinon, before the Kvura, Rashi said it's speaking about, before the Kvura, he sent a Shliach to shech the Korban Pesach for him. So we say, Alts Oinon, there's nothing wrong with him. Even though Anin is the Yom Rishon is the Reise, but tonight it's only a Rabbanon, they need a delay. So the Melu we could check the Korban Pesach. The Chazal were afraid, since we're before the Kvurim, perhaps he'll be metame himself, not realizing. He still have to make a levaya and thus, and accidentally he might be metame himself. And if he'll be metame himself, the memela, then he won't be chazi to eat it falayla. The memela, so the Gemara is saying, ain't shoftim or let to the other cases. Achoyle and zokim, or hiftichu leitimi beis asur. So they guaranteed him that they'll let him out. No, but is that really 100% guarantee? Perhaps they'll change their minds later and they won't let him out. Or Achoyl and Azokin, even though now Bishash Chita, they can still eat a Kazayis, the Achilas Pras, but could be, as the night will progress, they won't be able to eat a Kazayis, the Achilas Pras. So the Mishnah says, Al Kulom Ein Shoftim Aleihim Bifnei Atzmon. So since there is a slight gamble, there's a slight risk by all these people, that means even though halachically these people are chazi lemeichel now, you can shech, but there are possibilities that when it'll come laila, there won't be chazi loichloi. The inan will become tamei, the mishiv tichu, they might change their minds and not send them out, the chaylon toki might become unable to eat. So therefore, ein shoftim aleihem bifnei atzmon, to take one korban pesach in shech for such people, where there is fault, a slight possibility that they might become not roi l'achila, and then we'll have to bring the korban pesach, we'll have a pesach without oichlim. Shema yaviu es ha-pesach l'vdei psul. They do, by shechting only on them, shema yaviu es ha-pesach l'vdei psul. L'fika, yes, so therefore, we will not shech for them unless they're money and a chabur acheres. So if they're money and a chabur acheres, we have nothing but to worry about, because asulu, they will become nifsul, it still be a kosher korban pesach, because they have other oichlim. Rashi says, shechtim aleihem the chabur acheres. Dimon chabur, shem yibiyu lidei psul, maybe the Oinon will be metam himself, and he will be unable to eat the korban pesach. So keich galim tenu, maybe we'll find it underneath the galus. Maybe the nimtza sheil ala tumen, ba'chovu shemu lo yetsa. Maybe they'll eventually decide not to send him out of prison. V'chol v'zokin shemu yichbat chol yevlo yuchal echol kezayim. The lashon of the Mishnah ain shoftim aleihem al kulon ain shoftim aleihem b'fnei atzmon shemo yevius apesach l'dei psul. The lashon of the Mishnah l'chayre is mashma to include afilu, will take all of these meaning together. We'll make a chabura out of an oinon and mafakeh esagal and a zokein and a choylen and mishivtu. We'll make one big chabura of high risk people. All of them are a high risk. All of them is a possibility that they might all end up not being able to eat the golden paste. As if it was mashma given. Al kulom ein shoftim aleihem bifnei atzmon, shemo yaviu es ha-pesach lidei psul. Seems I don't say that to Loshon Rabim over here. Mechlal was a machlokes tanoim later, if you shech b'chlala kolben pesach an ayochid. So it seems apuru yed arabim, so there's still chances, apuru, this won't become tummy, but maybe the other oinim won't become tummy. Afal pikein, and you don't take a kolben pesach and shech it on a high risk chaburah. It makes you take a chaburah acheres, that I can be assured that apuru, this one will become nifsal mila ochloi, but the kolben will be. Now we're going back to the din of shechtim. We said that you're permitted to shecht a korban pesach on etc. Because basheru shom itchazi lemeichel balaylo. Lefichach, if we did shecht im ira bemsu, what happened if later taki the oinon was metam himself? But he did not let out the persons in the base asurim. is the potem ilasis Pesach Shen, because b'shash shchite, it's called chazi lameit. It's a gavro b'chazi lameit. If something was mischadish later, that he was unable to eat it, so that but he was yoytze ready, the mitzvah of Pesach, because b'shash shchite was chazi lameit. Chutz min ha-mefakeach begal, shuto mei mitchilote. But there's one exception to this. Fakeach es ha-gal. But the halach is, we're permitted to shech for him, we assume he is toyer. We shtal me the cheska tare. That is, Kozman, we're ignorant of what's tutzach underneath the gal, so we say, mishtal me is toyer. But, when he was mefakeach the gal, and now you see that there's a dead person underneath the gal, so now we see this person's zikha was tomei, so there was a dead person underneath the gal. The memele, so then he was tomei mishah shchite. So he'll have to bring a Pesach Shein. Chutz min hafakeach begal, shu tomei mitchilosei. I see that the person was dead, so I assume that he was already dead mishahs, as soon as the gal fell on top of him. So mishah shchite already, the mefakeach, Bishah Shrita the Mefakeh became Tomei, so he was a Tomei Bishah Shrita, Tomei Bishah Shrita, so the Kolben is not Oile, Loi, so you have to bring a Pesach Shein. Zot Rashi, Lefika, Hoyel or Bishah Shrita Ruyen Hoyel, since all these people were Roy, Bishah Shrita, to eat it at night, Benizra Kadamalaim, there was Zoyag Adam, is therefore Ira Behem Psul, if a Psul occurred later, Kemaisha Pirashti, the Zokin became unable to eat later, Tainim became Tommy, Pturim Milasis Pesach Shaini, because Bishash Shrite, he was Chosi Lameichel. Chut Mina Mafakeyach Esagal, Benimtsa Hameis Tachto, we find that may start off Shechayim Las is Pesach Shein Shehu Tomei Mitchilosai Kaidim Shchiti, he was already Tomei in the beginning Sherei Heil Ala Tumei Mishoshi Yisrael Afakeh, when he started the Pikuach he was already Tomei, so the Meila he'll have to bring a Pesach Shein B'gmora Mukilo Begal Ogul, speaking about Agag Ogul Shemitchilo Heil Es Kuloi. The beginning already he was mild on the complete gal. We'll see a little in the Gemara what's pshat. Let us see Taisvus. Zuk Taisvus. Ha'oinon kegoin shemeis loimeis achachatzeis shekva chal olov chiyuv pesach. That what it says on oinon. He shaved the molov, is speaking about that he became an oinon after chatzai. And the chiyuv havos ha-pesach was very chal on him. And then he became an oinon, so then the din he shaved the molov. Avol koidim chatzai. But if he became an oinon before chatzai, chal olov aninis kidama b'mi shahoya tomi. Now, this basis is really repeating the Gemara. The longest of the Gemara we have to understand, but just to get a little clarity, basis on that Tzadik Chesem of Allah brings the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara says in Zvachim, the bottom Tzadik says, we learn out from the word Shlomim Kol Bonoi, that one can only be makriv a korban when he's a sholem. When the Baal HaKorban is a sholem, to be mamayit when the Baal HaKorban is an oinon. So we learn a new pasuk. A oinon is not permitted to a neyochel lishaleyach korban oisod. He cannot shech the korban pesach. Since he's not a sholem, he cannot shech the korban pesach for him. So this is a new problem. This is a new problem. So Memela, this has nothing to do with Chazi Lameichel. Every Oinon is Chazi Lameichel. At night he'll be able to eat it, because Hanin is Laila de Rabbanon, and Elohim is the Vrayim B'mokim Kores. So there's no problem, there's no special Pesachdika problem. There's a Kolbendika problem. And Oinon, since he's not a Sholein, so it ain't a Mishaleach Kolbonoisu. He can't check for him. So the Gemara weiter da Tadikhet says as follows. If he was an Oinon, Mishas, Shchit, before Chatzoy, he wasn't a Sholem, he was a Gavra, that's a Lav, he was a Lav Bachiri, like Chozi, Lachit, Kof. Then it became Chatzoy, so the Chiyu, Hakrovis, HaPesach, is not Chalam. It's only Chalam, and Anoshim, or Nechi Yuvi, he's not a Bachiri Yuvi, he's not a Sholem. If, when Chatzoy was Chal, he wasn't a Noin, so already was Chal on him, Achiyuk Pesach. So then he became a Noinon. So for some reason, which needs a Bir Godu, but that we can wait till Dav Tzadik Ches, Huff and Fliff, that since the Chiyuk Pesach was already Chal, so then, this Aloche of Shu Sholem, like Shu'ainon, Al Kaponim, is not Chal to be Mafkiyah the Chiyuv of Avos Sakol. So Memele, so that's the Taisus is just setting straight the Mishnah. Ha'oinon ke goin shemeis le'meis achachatei. Shekvar Chal olav Chiyuv Pesach, so the Chiyuv is not Nifka to that he became an Oinon later, that he's not a Sholem anymore. Or maybe Al Chiyuv Pesach he doesn't get a din on it, doesn't get a din of not showing. Aber kaidem chatzais chal olav aninis, since aninis was already chal, so the male the chiyah peser is not chal, kidoma b'mi shahoya tome. Shahoya tome mitchilosai. The Mishnah says that if a person was mefakeyach es hagal, let us be megashim d'inyin, he was mefakeyach es hagal, he started the pikuach hagal 3 o'clock. By 3 o'clock, he made someone a shliach to shechtum a kolben Pesach. We asked a shayla, are you permitted to shechtum a kolben Pesach? Avada. We tell him on cheskes tare, Rashi says. At 2 o'clock, he was a toyer. I say, he's still a toyer. Not to shecht a kolben Pesach. 5:30, he reaches the bottom of the gal. We see never the person underneath the gal was dead. So the Mishnah says, since this person was dead, so in Mela, so it comes out, Bishah Shchita, he was a Tomei. It was a Tomei, he has to bring a Pesach Shein. Tame Olari, so the Ri has to amuri in the Kekash. Mafakeyach Hagal Nami, Nei Mechai Havik Shehischa Lefakeyach. 5:30, we find him dead. But who says that 3 o'clock he was dead? Maybe 3 o'clock the person underneath the Gal was alive. And he died 4:30. So if he died 4:30, he's the chutz, so b'shas chita was chazi l'meichel, he was a toyer then. So the mele, why does he have to bring a kolben Pesach? Let us say he was a chai. The yeshloima, the kivin, the motzai meis, the Pesach, but 5:30 he's dead. Islam l'meimel shemetchilosoi hoya meis. So I have to assume that if 5:30 he was a maze, I have to assume 3 o'clock he was a maze. So call a tumais kishas metziyot. By tume, you assume the way you find it now, that's how it was before. So if I see him 5:30 dead, I have to assume that 3:30 he was dead. That's what Taisus answers. Now this is a meidabika Taisus. Which many achronim speak about this place. Let us give a little hagdome. The Zataz and Yeradeyeh Shimon Shin Tzadik Zayin Sifkot and Beit that brings down a very interesting shayla. What was the shayla? Reuven found out that one of the Zayin Kroivim was Nifter. That he found out, well, he was Nifter. When was he Nifter? Exactly. Can't be Mavara. There's a suffix. Maybe it was Nifta before Shloshim. It was still in the Shloshim. Maybe it's still in the Shloshim now. Maybe it's after the Shloshim. We don't have a Biddle when this person was Nifta. But now this person will find out there's a terrible problem. If it's still in the Shloshim, it's a Shmur Kreiver, so he has to say Shivet. If it's after the Shloshim, it's a Shmur Kreiver, and he doesn't have to say Shivet. And a Vestach Nish, he doesn't know what the matzav is. He doesn't know when this person died. So what's that? So first he brings a tshuva from a Maram Bachtachmir. The Maram says, you know, the Avelus is Adarabonon, Sofet Adarabonon Lohokol, Achiv Avelus is only Adarabonon. Then a Vastarayim Amir de Kevot, and he says, there's no need to be Machma by Avelus. That means if you're saying that he should be an oval, so you're asking him in Divrei Teira 7 days. How can you have the greater place to start some in Divrei Teira 7 days? Maybe it's Achad Shloishim already. I mean, this is a chumra, you're machmer and avelish, you're mekel and lima da teire. The chumra also li day cool. So first he's mitzadet, because he can be mekel. It's a suffix da rabbonon. If he's a chayiv ba avelis, is he not chayiv ba avelis? Suffix da rabbonon li cool. Then the Maram gets stuck. He says, but he has a mission in Gittin, was teig doch nicht. The mission in Gittin says, that if a zoke, a chayle, sent a get, and now he was a Medina Sayyid, and I want to give over the get. Is he still alive? Is he dead? You're allowed to give a get. She's allowed to get married, no problem, even though there'll be Yibun Shah. So, fact the Maram, so Yishtalan Cheskes Chai, and Yamato Yisurim Daraisa. So the Maram Ibezoi, so if I'm Mesupik, when his Korib dies, I'm Mishtalamat Cheskes Chai. You have to say that Mestome, the later the better he dies. Mestome, you can't make him die before. The Shaila is if he was died before Shloishim or after Shloishim. Is it ready Shloishim or is it not Shloishim? If the Shtalamat Cheskes Chai. Look the Maram, based on this, it's a very complicated Shaila. He didn't have what to say on the Shaila. Look the Taz, at the Kofan Ataisvis, the Taz. The Taz found out of the Ataisvis, in Perikeisha, that Tanikalis. Ataisvis has also the same problem. Ataisvis has a problem, when did this person die? Here we also have a problem. We find now, 5:30, he's dead. Now, was he dead 3 o'clock, or wasn't he dead 3 o'clock? So Taisus tells us a klal, kol atumis kishas mitziyoson. You atum. The way it is now, that's how it was before. The memela, and you bring a Pesach Sheni. It's a shayla of a daraisa over here. The shayla if he was alive, 3 o'clock, so Mamela, he was yaitz with the first Pesach. And Taisa says, Metabrei, Kait, Shekola Tumis, Kishas, Mitzioso. So Vais Tocha, Yishu, don't sell on Cheskes Chai. So the Taz Lemaisa seems to say, we have a Mishnah, you do sell on Cheskes Chai. So the Taz seems to say as follows. Be'etzem Cheskes Chai is a chazaka asiyah l'shtatus. That means hayeloidim lomus. It's a chazaka asiyah l'shtatus. But kol zman, you don't know if he died, shtal m'toltav chazaka. Shtal m'chazaka. I say m'chazaka like before. Chazaka asiyah l'shtatus. But if I know he died already, and the Cheskes Chai is a chazaka asiyah l'shtanos. So then I say fakel, and I say kishas mitziyosom. Then I say fakel, that he's dead, now he's ichid dead, as I say, so he was dead from before also. That's how the Taz says pshat in our places, and he brings the mamela l'aloche, that you don't tell on Cheskes Chai, you can be mekel. You say by Avelis, Fakel, Keshas Mitziyoson. I say just like he's dead now, he was dead from before also. The Achreinim, the Chedushi Agershuni, Yeredeye, the Chassam Sofer, they all ask on the Taz, the Loshon of Taisus is very, Taisus brings a Maramokim, Kol Hatumis Keshas Mitziyoson. Now this is a Chumre de Rabbonon by Kotchit. Taisim Seches Nidus says, close. So Chumre de Rabbonon, you see it now, Tomei. So you say that before it was also Tomei. It was already Tomei from before. But this is, we have the Klaus, the Chazaka Dahashta is gone.
Nikras Chazok in the Mikore. You say, now is like before. This is a chumre by Koshim in the Rabbonon, Kol HaTumis Kishas Mitzriyoso. I mean, they all have to be matrix, the Loshna Toysvus is like that. What is Pshat and Toysvus? That's the Shaila. What is Pshat and Toysvus? The Shach wants to say that, first of all, here you can't tell on Cheskas Chai because it's Isra Cheskosai. That means if a wool falls on a person, so that's a reis in the Cheskas Chai. Mele, that's Isra Cheskosai. So Mele, then you can't tell on Cheskas Chai. Then you don't have to look at the Hashka. But Tamazai, if it's Le Isra Cheskosai, you don't say such a thing. And then the Sham Seifa wants to say, because if involved, since it's very mistava that a person, since it's a milsa, the shchiche, that a person should die by nofal agal olov, and you see him dead, then you take it toile, that he take it died by shas nafula sagal. But, in the case of the Taz, Sham Seifa says, chas v'sholom is also chfirin with the Taz. That, he should be made. He's chaylus very much on the top. Zot the Gemara. Omar Rabbe Bar Hune Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Loishonu Elobeis Asurim Ba'akum. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That Iftichu Loishie Mibeis Asurim. Halacha is that Ein Shoichten Alayhem is me atma, because we have to be chayish, maybe they'll change their mind. When they have to be chayish, lo yishonu lo beis asurim ba'akum, though you might change their mind. Avo beis asurim the Yisrael, shoyftin bifne atmoi, kivin da aftachinu, oimotem tzugizot, mapik lehim, there's no, I don't have to declare that there'll zicha be a shini arotzen. The see, sheiris, Yisroel, lo yasu, avlov, lo yedabru, kozov, avot, is avot, payayit, so the mele, you can shecht on them a kol Pesach alone, without being chayish. Ketrashi, lo yishon, oden shoyftu malachovush, bifnei atzmoi, etavke beis asum shalakom. I say, so Mishal Yisrael could go in. Now, Rashi says, why did, when did they bring a Yid into prison? Could go in lechoyfoy lehoytzi isha psule or leshalim momen. Inami kedesanye im yokom vishalach bachut. Vichisala al baitoch ze mahalach bishut vze nera. The Pesach says, im yokom vishalach bachut. The Nika Hamake, he's walking. And there were two people, Chiriv Manoshim, and then later he's walking. The Nika Hamake, he can go. So the one who hit him, he's the Nika, you let him out free. Frek the Gemore, Bechisala, Daito, Zem Aleph, Beshuk, Zem Ergi. I need a Pesach to tell me this, the Nika Hamake. If he's walking around, so you see, I wasn't at a Tzayach, so Meshtaitzach, that means the Nika Make is you let him out of prison. Kozman, we don't know what's going to happen with this person while we hold him in prison till we see what happens. Nika Make now he's Nika from prison. That's right. But the problem you see that he used to hold in prison someone who there was a chash, a suffix reitzeya. The Reime Soda wants to say it's a Chiddush Pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi says three cases how I was a prison. So the first case and the last case, this was a Beznadik affair. The Bezdin, for some reason, Bezdin decided they can send them out. Else, I'll be Bezdin. See, Tainas Lashalim Momin, some reason he assumes that what happened over here, that the one who's moaning him money He said, let him go out and Shech the Kol B'Pesach. I mean, here the permission was not through Bezin, the permission was through his Toiveya. Bezin imprisoned him because he had not a Gemon Geld, so if the Toiveya says, no, let him go out for Kol B'Pesach, the Mele is, that's the case of the mission. That's how the Mele Mesoda seems to learn. So the Mele Mesoda brings a raya from this, if that's the case of the Mishnah, if he owes me money, and because of me he's in prison, so I can sleep ruhig that he won't bring the Korban Pesach because of me. That's not my problem. That's his problem. He shouldn't have owed me money. But now that he owes me money and the procedure is he has to be in prison, that's his problem. I don't have to be doing that because of me he won't bring the Korban Pesach. That's what the my Mishnah brings alive. Now the Mishnah got speaking about somehow this was a very good-hearted person and said, let him go out for a Korban Pesach. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Omar Achiz, Od Amre, that what we said, Beis Asurim Da'akum Loi. That's what our Mishnah says, you don't aim Shoich them Aleyah. Is after a basis sum daakum loyam bolam alachus lochemus base pagi. This is dark if the prison is situated outside of Yerushalayim. So, if they won't let him out, he can't either call them face. He's outside of Yerushalayim. He's stuck in prison. Avol if nimichemus base pagi, but if this is a prison in Yerushalayim, check the mold of Bifneyatsma, then you can check the Korban Pesach. My time, Ersha da Amtalei v'Ochalei. You can bring it to him. Svusgate Mond, if it's a prison in Yerushalayim, so they give him a parole, they don't give him parole, but he's still chazi to eat the Korban Pesach. Zaktaisvis Beis Pagi, Mokim Chitzayim Yerushalayim. This is the most outer Mokim of Yerushalayim. The Maili Lei Mina Pesach, the Seich Beis Esurim Lechel, Belofnim Yerushalayim. So, Teisus. Leuchon alba beis hasurim shalakum. Rishalmi muki la Rabbi Yosi barbun b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Not the way Babli said. The Mishnah that said, the Mishnah said two halachas. One halacha, the Mishnah said, that you'll have to shecht on it. If they were machdir, you'll have to shecht. Number two, he gets at a chumra, but don't shecht for him alone, shech when he's in a chabura of others, which are, which we can be assured that they'll eat the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says that these two halachas are only applicable by a bezin shel akel, by a bezin shel Yisrael, could even shech aleihem levadon, because leibabu chazon. Shalmi muki lo Rabbi Yosi ba'abun b'shem Rabbi Yechon shechav shuwa Yisrael. Now, the Mishnah speaking about shechav shuwa Yisrael, and then also there's a din lachat chila Yishun shecht anin. Shalmi shecht when he's a part of a different chabur. Hava chav shu akum ein shoich namolav afilu im acheira. Asher piyem dibar shov haynu ifcha b'shmai. That means, but just let us say one thing. Even though why can you shecht him achayim? It's la'oich lov shaloi la'oich lov. I mean, what's the day? Actually, they won't let him out. Does that mean that la'oich lov shaloi la'oich lov is also la'chadchila? But yeah, that the common discussion, but chadchila, you're not permitted to shecht for someone who will be unable to eat. So the Yerushalmi says, so if Goyim said that they're gonna, even the Goyish prison, they said they're gonna let him out, that's worthless. Hashapim dibashav yiminam yimin shok, that doesn't mean anything. So Mamelech Hasvashom never allowed to shecht on him. Speaking about Afke, Abeznishol Yisroel, Lachatchile, one is permitted to shecht, but you have to, because we can, Mestame, Dalzicha keep the word, but we want to ensure that the Kobe shouldn't be Nitzal. So the halacha is that we say that he should become part of a chabura of oichlim. Lefichach im ira.
אומר רבי במחנה, אומר רבי יוחנן, רבי במחנה, רבי יוחנן said, לא ישנו אלא גל אוגן. That's what we say if we find him dead later. So we say that you don't bring a Pesach Sheini. That is Davke Gal Ogul. That it was around Gal. Avul Gal Ogul. But a long Gal. Potom Milasis Pesach Sheini. Eima Toye Hoyo Bishas Shchit. Tadya Nami Ochi. Rapshim Ibnei Shom Yechim Demroi Koyimah. Fakeach begal, itin kote, itin chayt. Ketet gal, ogu, if it was around gal, nintzeis tume tachtov chayu. Gal, ogu, nintzeis tume tachtov pote, eim etor hoyo bishas shchid. Now, the lashon of Gemara is very difficult to understand. The Gemara differentiates between a gal, seems the difference is between the shape of the gal. Was it round or rectangular? So now let us speak about what's the maila of rectangular. If it's a rectangular gal, so let's say three o'clock, he was shechting the beginning of the rectangle. I'm sorry, he was being mefakeh in the beginning of the rectangle. So Vilu, the person is dead. Who says he was mile over him? The person could be was more towards the middle. So Memele, so then there's a suffix. Maybe he was tired. Even though we found the person dead later, we'll assume that he was always dead. But who says I was a mile over him 3 o'clock? Since it's a gal ogul, but a shayla is by a gal ogul can also say the same thing. It matters the size of the gal, if you have a tremendous gal, it's also the same thing. So the Taisa Shantiv seems to say that gal oruch means it's a large gal. Oruch does not mean davke, rectangular, lafuki. Gal ogul, it seems, would mean that's, say, a smallish gal, which was large enough to cover the maze. Now gal oruch means a larger gal, but it doesn't mean to differentiate if it's roundish or squarish or rectangular. That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov seems to say. The Tosfos HaRashba, Rashi also seemed blown like that, because Rashi says the Mishnah, B'gmora mukilo b'gal ogul, shemetchilo hehil es kuloi. So Rashi differentiates between ogul and oruch. Ogul means kulay. That means if he was mile over it, he was mile over the whole area. So ogul means it was just large enough to cover the person who was buried underneath it. It wasn't larger. Hey, less kulay. The Tosfos HaRashba brings at ogul, usually a double ogul, he says, is more shaped like a pyramid. It comes to a spitz. It comes to a point. So he says that it comes to a point, so usually when he starts being mefakeh, he starts from the top of the gal, from the center to be mefakeh. If you have something that's flat, so he starts from the beginning and he goes in. So memele, but if it comes to a point, you start from the center. So it seems the mestame, the mace was zicha underneath the center. If you start from the side, so memele, so it's not mukhach, you were over the mace then. He seems to say by a dova ogul, maybe it's not called, it's called ogul, it's this way ogul, it's like a dome. That's what it means, ogul. Not around the mace it's an ogul. So if it's dome shaped, so it could be you have to start from the center going down in order to make the beam of Akeya. And in mail, if you were over the center, Mestami, you were a mile over the mace. Zot Rashi, loy shonu dem fachkeach gal, chayiv lasis pesach sheini, elo gal ogu. Dem etchilosoi heil olu. When he started already, he was a mile over the mace. Amu gal ogu, shemo, bishash shchite, adayin loy heil. Maybe he wasn't a mile. Kenegedatu. So, sofik. Bikivon. The suffix, yota,
Sophic lawyer. So Rashi said, it's a Sophic way. The person was dead, but could be he was yet, he wasn't mild. Potter Mishum Dulay Efsha Kidamor La El Gabi Hemisha Shinis Albu Oire Pishay. So Rashi says, a very interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says that he can't. He doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni because Misafik he can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Misafik can't bring a Pesach Sheni because it's a Safik. The Rishash asks from Rashi, I mean, L'chayre, we would have to know, he asks a different Kasha, L'chayre, we have to know where was this Gal? Was it the Shus HaYochid? Was it the Shus HaRab? It was the Shus HaYochid, the Tzvei Keitone. It's Bishus HaRab, Tzvei Keitone. I mean, it's a Safik if he was Matam himself. So L'chayre, these Tzveikas have... One of the others that the Rishash asks on Rashi. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Ein Shoichtin es a Pesach al Hayochid Vivrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you cannot shecht a Kol Pesach for one person. The Rabbi Yossi matter. Rabbi Yossi says you can shech plus a tchila a kol mpesach for one person. Now the Mishnah says weiter, v'atulu chabura shel meya she'enon yecholim lechel kezayis en shoichtun aleya. Zot Rashi. V'atulu chabura shel meya Rabbi Yossi come alo. Kloima. Loitoye is this. Rabbi Yehuda went with numbers. You can't shecht on a yochid. Rabbi you could shecht. Rabbi Yossi says there's no chilek in numbers. The chilek is not in numbers. The chilek is in mouths. In eaters. Loitoye milsa de Pesach. Ela bachilas. Ela bachila. It depends bachila. Yochid. If you have a yochid, v'yochel lechel kizayin shoichtim olam. If you have a yochid and he can eat a kizayin, that's Rabbi Yosef, basically shoichtim al yochid. He can eat a kizayin shoichtim olam. He can shecht. Now this is also Meirdik Mechudish Tik. The Rishash brings down the Rambam Shita is he can only shecht on a yochid if he can eat the whole kolben pesach. Shame is your mind to be makhiv a kolben pesach which will badly become noiser if this person can eat a kezayis boch Hashem, a leader kezayis. He can shech the kolben pesach because of that. Rambam holds he can only shech if I can assume we'll be able to eat the whole kolben pesach. But Rashi says, this is a fully can eat a kezayis, so it'll be he can shech by me a kolben pesach, father. Meyo, the ein yecholim lechel kezayis bein kulam in shechtem aleyim. Now, the Ivra in Rashi would seem, and that's how the Meroi Mesode is metzadeh to say, the Fasemis is also metzadeh to say that Rashi is saying, Amo'uyim v'kechidish. If you have 100 people, and from these 100 people, Meya, ve'ein yecholim lechol kezayis ben kulam. That means if all 100 cannot eat one kezayis together, that's a posh pshat m'rashi, means all 100 can only eat 3/4 of a kezayis together. So a kezayis could never be eaten from this kolben pesach, then you don't check the kolben pesach. But if you have 100 people and all 100 will try their utmost, you'll be able to eat a kezayis, then you check the kolben pesach. This is amuim de kerashi. Because that if you eat for a zokin in chayle, that then when we saw this, the Sasem says that's called shalay la, that's called shachtin la shalay laichla. A zokin in chayle means he cannot eat kezayis bechteichilas kras. So if you have 100 people that together they'll eat a kezayis, that's the symbolic seer of Shachrei Shalai Laichlov. That's a person Lekol. How could this be good? The Svas Emes wants to say that Lanem Shachm Rashi Abishal Bissel Anders. Ve'ein Yecholem Lechel Kizayis Bein Kulam. That means in all of these 100 people, you don't have one of them that could eat a Kizayis. So then you don't shech the Kolben Pesach. But if you have one of them that can eat a kizayis, then you can shech the Kolben Pesach. So it is lo'ichlo v'shaloi lo'ichlo. Even though l'chatchul is not allowed to shech, but the yevet is a kosher Kolben. Then Rashi, then the Mishnah says further, v'ein oisin chaburas noshim v'avodim uktanim taimem mefolish pigmolim.